Hey, I'm gonna go read in my. Oh my. What? I am at a loss for words. God damn. Look at you. Give me a little spin. Holy shit. You're looking really good tonight. And you smell amazing too. What's the reason you got all dressed up like this? You're going on a date? With who? Do I know this person? I'm just asking. Is it so bad that I'm curious as to who this person taking my best friend out on a date is? I'm just looking out for you. I know you hate when I say this. But it's dangerous out there for an Omega. You're going somewhere with a person you don't know, so anything could happen to you. Is this person by any chance an alpha? Of course they are. A fucking course they are. Look, I get you might be upset with me. I'm your overbearing alpha friend, but I can't help it. I want to protect you, not just because you're an Omega, but because you're my best friend. I know you can handle yourself. You don't need to remind me. I don't like this. Something about this doesn't feel right. I don't like when you go out with people I don't know. Do you even know their name? Okay, then tell me it. What is the name of this alpha taking you out on some fancy date? I'm never going to remember that. Look, I just have a bad feeling about it, okay? I can't really explain it. I don't trust this strange alpha showing up here and taking my Omega on a date. I mean my best friend on a date. I barely can remember their name. I have no idea where they live. I don't know where they're taking you. I don't know what you two plan on doing, and it's making me really fucking nervous. Especially with you smelling like that. Your heat is only a few days away, judging by your smell. I can smell it underneath your typical, normal, everyday scent. That sweet, cloying smell that sticks to your nostrils and doesn't fade away until an Omega's heat is over. It's all over you. And if I can smell it, this alpha is definitely going to be able to smell it. And if this alpha's a knothead, things are going to go really bad really fast. Wouldn't you rather just stay in? At least until you've had your heat and it passes. You're just wanting to be stubborn at this point. Don't you get it? I'm looking out for you. I don't want anything to happen to you. I love you so fucking much, it drives me crazy sometimes. You're the only thing I can think about most days. My first thought when I wake up in the morning is you. My last thought before I fall asleep is fucking you. When I'm not spending time with you, I'm thinking about the times we spent together or planning whatever we're going to do next. I love you so fucking much it hurts. If anything were to happen to you, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself. And then, on top of everything, there's the smell of heat underlying you. You're going on a date with a total stranger, someone I don't know, that I don't trust, that I don't like, and I really, really don't want you to go. I want you to stay in with me. I want you to take it easy and let me take care of you. Let me dote on you and spoil you how you deserve. Take care of you during your heat, for God's sake. I don't trust this person you're going on a date with. I don't trust the alpha to not be a knothead, to not try to take advantage of an attractive Omega who's about to go into heat. It makes me worried. And you know what? I don't know what to do. You don't know anything about this Alpha. How can you trust that they're not going to take advantage of your situation? That's what I mean. You simply don't know what this Alpha's going to do. I'm looking out for you. I love you. You're my best friend. I don't want anything to happen to you. You're the most important person to me. Smelling you like this makes me worried. And I can see that you're not really hearing me. You're continuing to get ready and just letting my words go in one ear and out the other. But please, hear me out. I'm looking out for you. I care so fucking much about you. I love you with all my heart, and fine, I'll fucking admit it. I'm jealous. I don't like that some random alpha gets to take you out and do all those romantic things with you. I don't like that there's someone who's probably going to get to kiss you and take you home. I hate to say it, but I fell for you right around the time you presented. I was an alpha and you told me you were an omega, and I thought it was perfect. Like it was a sign that we were meant to be. But then you started going on dates with other alphas. And I realized it was one-sided. And that's fine. I'm okay with just being your friend, I am. But I want to be your friend who cares about you. I have your best interest at heart, and I have such a bad feeling about this alpha. I don't know why, I can't explain it. But please, please, will you stay in with me? Will you just cancel your date and we can watch movies or something? Out of everything I just said, you can only focus on how I'm jealous. Of course I was. You must have noticed the looks I've been giving you over the years. Never really liking whatever partner you brought around. Finding excuses to touch you and take care of you. It's not normal for alphas to want to take care of someone besides their mates. I don't remember when my instincts started thinking of you this way. They just did. But I ignored them because I didn't want to ruin what we had. You're my best friend. I can't imagine life without you. I wouldn't want a life without you. I was okay with having nothing romantic between us, and I still am. I'm not even going to bother asking if you have feelings for me because I know the answer. Did you just say ask me? I don't know why I think this is a good idea. Do you have feelings for me? What? I'm sorry, That sounded an awful lot like yes. For how long? You mean, when you first presented Omega, you knew you wanted me to be your alpha? And why didn't you ask me? I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just think it's funny we both felt the same way and ignored it for the sake of our friendship. It's clear we weren't meant to be just friends. I love you, Omega. From the moment we met, I knew you were someone special. You were always going to be important to me. I just didn't realize how important it was until this moment. Seeing you getting ready for someone else, it just set me off. I couldn't stand seeing my Omega get ready for some other Alpha. An Alpha who wouldn't know how to treat you, wouldn't know how to take care of you. I'm sure they wouldn't even know what to do with you, little O. Can I kiss you? What a good Omega you are for your Alpha already. That's not enough, Omega. Alpha's going to need a lot more. See, now that I have you, I really, really don't want to give you up. You don't know how long I've wanted to do this. You taste exactly how I imagined. So sweet for me, Omega. Practically purring against me as my hands roam all over your body. My hands wrapping around your waist and pulling you tighter against me. It's a shame that this outfit of yours is going to go to waste. It looks really good on you, but I think it might look even better on the floor. Undress for me, little O. Oh, good. That's it. You're an obedient one, aren't you? Like being told what to do so you don't have to think. What a cute Omega you are. Had no idea you would be so submissive considering how loud you are with your friends. Is this side only for your Alpha? You have no idea how much that pleases me, Omega. Such a sweet little thing you are, starting to pet Alpha through her dress. You can feel how hard I am just from kissing you, can't you?